I miss you. I miss the sound of your voice, our late night conversations. No one knows you like I know you. I've tried to call, but there's no answer. But I'm ready to try again, if you are. Love always, God.
Our hearts, our minds, and our doors are always open, the people of the United Methodist Church.
God is good, and all the time. Now that you're ready for it, let's try that again. God is good, and all the time. Good morning, and welcome to First Church. It is great to see presence here today, and it is just a celebration here this Sunday between Christmas and New Year's. Did everybody have a good Christmas?
Yes.
All right, and I pray that you have an awesome New Year as well. This morning, we begin thinking about the New Year, don't we? Or maybe you already began thinking about the New Year, I don't know. Hey, bud, how are you? If you would all get out your announcement sheet for me. Please notice that front picture. Jamie and I and the boys will have an open house on January 4th from 3 to 6. There is directions to our house, and you are more than welcome, and this is your invitation. So please, if you are interested, come on out. And Jamie always makes wonderful, wonderful food, and I need you all to eat it all. Because you know what happens to me if you don't. If you would open that up, there are a lot of important announcements there. I do want to lift up, there is no Ignite tonight. So if you have a youth in your family or in your a grandchild that's a youth, please make sure you let them know. However, Wednesday night, youth and sponsors and all, there is a youth lock-in here at First Church. It will begin at 10 p.m. on the 31st, and it will end at 6:30 a.m. on the 1st. So please, unless there's some warp in time there or something. But anyway, so please make sure that you have your youth here for that. It is always a fun time. Jamie has a lot of things planned. But anyway, please pay attention to all of this. While we're talking about youth, notice that this year we have 32 youth and 10 adult sponsors. This is like a midwinter retreat for youth with, 12 to 1,500 youth, something like that. And we're going to have probably one of the larger youth groups there, praise God. So make sure you pay attention to all the announcements, the music ministry gathering, et cetera, et cetera. Very important things going on. I also want to lift up, as those of you who received a letter, is our March to the Manger. This is our last Sunday for March to the Manger, and that will happen during Joy to the World, our song of invitation. If you haven't had an opportunity to respond to that yet, this is your opportunity. Just know that during the song of invitation, you can come forward and lay your March to the Manger offering in the manger at that time. Ushers, if you would please, hand out the registration pads. And if the rest of you, when you get those, if you would put your name, address, telephone number in them, we would greatly appreciate that. If you're visiting this morning, we'd put out a special welcome to you. We thank you for your presence today. And if you would especially put your name, address, email address, your contact information, we would greatly appreciate that so that we can say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you so much for tuning in to our worship service on 97.1. And also, if you're listening overseas or even out of state to our online audio transmission, we greatly appreciate your presence this morning as well. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today? All right, let us begin with our opening prayer and prelude, and then we will begin. Let us pray. Dear God, you're an awesome God. We thank you so very much for all that you do for us, God. We thank you for the celebration that we had regarding your son and his birth that we celebrate every year, Lord. We need to be reminded over and over again of what you have done for us through your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks and praise, God. We just ask that as we worship here today, that you anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit, that you give us all we need, Lord, in Jesus' name, to focus on you, to give you glory and honor and praise, and to celebrate all those things that you do for us, God. We thank you so much. Make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.